Hazza Umar radhiyallahu anhu. And in the other hadith, Hazza Ali karamallahu wajhu, they have stated that the servant, doesn't matter how many du'as he requests, recites, and how many kalimats he reads, just like Allah has given us the ability in tawfiq, those remain floating in the heavens, in the skies. They don't go beyond that. They're hanging there. And the enlightenment, the power Allah has given to Durood Sharif, the achievement, that as soon as the servant recites Durood Sharif, then all those kalamat, they go beyond that and they get presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when those kalamats and du'as are presented in the court of Allah, then Allah doesn't look towards those kalamat. He doesn't pay attention to them. Rather, Allah looks at Durood Sharif, and due to the barakah of Durood, Allah ta'ala immediately accepts those du'as and kalamats. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ibadah, worship of reciting, reading Durood Sharif, is so beloved to Allah that Allah Himself says in the Quran, "Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi." Allah's connection, Allah Ta'ala speaks by Himself with regards to Durood. Allah connects Himself to Durood. For example, we pray Salah, but Allah orders, instructs us to pray Salah. He doesn't pray Himself. We observe fasts. Allah orders, instructs us to keep the fast. Allah doesn't fast Himself. We perform Hajj. Allah orders us, instructs us to do Hajj. Allah doesn't do it Himself. We pay Zakah. Allah orders us to pay Zakah. Allah doesn't pay Himself. But we recite Durood and Allah says, "I also recite Durood." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the Day of Judgment, most of all will be closest to me that person who with a lot of love used to send abundant durood upon me. For this reason, every gathering of dhikr, this is the light, this is the nuraniyat, this is the enlightenment of the gatherings, all the majalis of dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, wherever they are enlightened, and the light is due to durood sharif.